be on?
Yeah.
Should I even hear yet?
In this week's parsha, we see the brachos uklolos on Har Grizim and Har Eval. And the very last one is Arur Asher Lo Yakim Isdivrei Torah Zos Lasos Osam Yamar Kala Amamein. Rashi, what does it mean? Asher Lo Yakim Isdivrei Torah Zos Lasos Osam. Rashi says it means who doesn't do the whole Torah. Yakim Lasos Osam is just a way of saying Osa. And Rashi says here something. It's a little harsh. Kan Kala is Kala Torah Kula Vikiblu Aleim Ba'Ola. Vishvua, that here the entire Torah is not just an obligation, a chiyav, but is actually an olo shvua, is a klala, if you don't keep anything in the entire Torah. Okay, the Ramban perhaps doesn't like Rashi Pshat because it's a little harsh, but also just in Pashat Pshat. We just listed certain specific terrible averos, aror mashke iver badarech, bakle aviv imo, pesel umasecha, shochevim chosanto, meaning we listed certain special, very, very chomer averos, which you get an aror for. Not only do you violate a mitzvah, you get an aror, a klola for doing, so then why would it be the whole kola torkula? Then what's special about these other averos? So Arman says, obviously it means something else, since being very sensitive to the lush and the pasuk, he says, it doesn't mean aror whoever doesn't do the whole Torah. Means ara shelo yakim es divrei haTorah hazos lasos osam. The klala is not for someone who doesn't do the whole Torah. If you don't do the whole Torah, you need to do tshuva, you need to improve, you need to perfect yourself. But you don't get a klala just because you didn't keep kol haTorah kula. Rather, if you're not making the Torah lasos in order to do it. What does it mean to be make him in order to do it? And he says that he has two different pshatim, which are grammatically the same way of parsing the pasuk, but are two different ones. And he says what he thinks is the pasuk pshat means yakim milashom, to uphold, like the kayim. Yakim is to commit yourself to the Torah. If you don't keep the whole Torah, so you need to do tshuva, you need to improve. But you don't get cursed just because you didn't keep the entire Torah. After all, no one's perfect. But you have to at least be committed to the entire Torah. So yakim, you have to take upon yourself to uphold the whole Torah in order to do it. You have to plan to keep kol haTorah kula. Says this referring to someone who does not mechayiv themselves to kol haTorah kula. You know, just like if someone wants to convert, to become a ger, say if they don't accept even one little detail of Torah, we don't let them be a ger. What if they come and say, I accept the whole Torah? So we say, are you going to keep everything all the time? They're like, no. It says that ain't tzadik b'rosh yaseh tov lo yechta. No one's perfect. I'm going to do aveiros. So that's not a problem. Obviously, everyone's going to do aveiros. That's why we have Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to do tshuva and to improve and to continually improve. But you have to at least be committed to keeping the whole Torah. And that's what he says here. If you don't want a klala, you don't have to be perfect, but you have to be committed to the whole Torah. And I think that's an important thing. Especially around this time of the year, Rosh Hashanah time, etc. And there's that, you know, we strive for perfection. We strive to do everything 100% right. But at the very least, you know, we want to at least be on the good side of the ledger, be on the right team. How are you on the right team? If maybe you don't do everything right, but you're committed that your goal and your desire is to do everything right, right? That your aim in life is to do everything right, that you believe that your goal in life is to do everything right, even if you're not there yet, already you're making this kol haTorah kula zos lasos osa, even if you're not osa yet, but you're making, you're not b'chal kol, instead you're b'chal the bracha, baruch, asher yakim es divrei haTorah zos, and that's at least the first step in our avodas Hashem, and I think everyone in every Rosh Hashanah. Everyone's on their own madrega, but everyone can at least have this bracha of yakim es divrei haTorah zos lasos osam. But then the Ramban goes on to something, maybe for those on a bit of a higher madrega. You know, maybe those who are pretty good at trying to keep pretty much the entire Torah, you know, as much as they can. Is there something more than that? So he brings a second shot from the Yerushalmi Sechas Sota. It means not Yakim la'asososam ba'atzmo, but maybe Yakim is Torah for everyone else to la'asososam. Arur, someone who's not making the Torah for other people to do it. And conversely, baruch, someone who is making for other people to do it. Meaning, okay, what about those who are already in positions where they're a little more advanced? Those whose commitment to Torah is fairly solid, those who are advanced in Torah. So is that enough? So fascinating, here the Ramban gives a chumrah. No, even if you keep the all taryag mitzvos, that's not even enough to get you out of a klala. If you're in a position to influence others, and you don't, if you're not making the Torah to help others do it, if someone's in a position of authority or power or influence, and they don't try to encourage other people to keep the Torah, he says, Beis HaMelech, Beis HaNasi, then Misha Yayib Yadol Limchos Lomicha, then the Bechlal Orah. And this is a bit of a challenge and a chumrah on us that, you know, very often, you know, guy, I don't know, you try to become a Ben Aliyah, you try to become a Ben Torah, whatever it is your goal is to keep the whole Torah. And all of a sudden the Ramban says, that's good, that's a good first step, but that can't be your only goal in life. If I say, I'm going to keep the whole Torah, I'm going to be a whole tzaddik, but the rest of the Jewish people, who cares? They can go to hell for all I care. You know, not my problem. Then you're an aror. Then you don't really care about the Torah. If you really cared about the Torah, you wouldn't just care about yourself being a tzaddik. If you really cared about the Torah, you would care about the fact that Hashem wants all the Jews to keep the Torah. And you would try the best you can to make him to get all the Jews to keep the Torah. So those of us who are already in a stage where you can influence others, where you can do something, where you have certain ability to teach and spread the word. So, it sounds like a chumra, an aror, if you don't try to get other people to keep the Torah. But it makes sense, because why should we only care selfishly about myself? I should care about Hashem's Torah. And Hashem wants his Torah to be kept by the entire Jewish people. And then he ends with something which, on the one hand, he says nasmachta, and seems like a very small, unimportant detail, but I think there might really be a remez in there. He says, there's one daya that says that Rav Shimon ben Yochum Omer zeh hachazen. Okay, what's the chazen? What is the chazen doing? He says, for it's literally the Sefer Torah, he says nasmachta for what we call hagba. Someone picks up the Torah, and all the men and women, right, in the old days, the women had these big, they didn't see anything, the whole davening, very big mechitzas, except for Hagbah, where everyone would look at the Torah, and they would bow and say, Zos HaTor Samosha, just like we do nowadays. Ara Shelo Yakim, and Baruch, what's the Yakim? The guy who's Magbia the Torah to show it to everyone. And on the one hand, he says, this is an asmachta. Clearly, there's not the pshuta shel mikra of what the Torah is talking about. The klolos and brachos and harkirizim and harivel. I don't know if midoraisa, hagbe is a din dorais that we refer to in the Torah. But I think there's something to it. You know, maybe some of us, okay, we're not a melech. What's his other deus there? Ze beistin shel matan. This is Yoshiyahu HaMelech. Fine, we're not a melech, we're not a bezdin, maybe we're not such important people that we can tell everyone else what to do. But you know what? There's always something we can do for the world, for the Jewish people. Even if we're not in a position to tell everyone what to do, we're always in a position to show them the Torah. Wherever you go, you can always, figuratively, lift up the Torah to show everyone, Zos HaTorah Sheh Samosha. You know, if someone cares wherever they go, to act in a way that brings cover to the Torah, to, you know, to spread Torah whenever they can, to do mitzvahs out in public that people see what we're doing, to give them an image of what a ben Torah is all about. If you just care when you're, even if you're not, you have no power over anyone. But when you walk out of your house onto the street, you don't think, how am I going to get to where I need to get and get home tonight? But you think, how am I going to show people what a ben Torah is, what it means to be a frum Jew until I get home tonight? Then that is Zachazin. You're showing the Torah to people, even if you have no influence. We all have the ability to show the Torah to people. And Amir Tzashem, we should all dedicate ourselves to keeping the Torah, first pshat of the Ramban. Asher Yochid, commit ourselves to keep the Torah. Use whatever powerful influence we have to convince everyone to keep the Torah. Second pshat of the Ramban, Beis HaMelech, Beis HaNossi, Beis Nishal Matan. And wherever we are, even if we're just a stam guy in the street, we also have power over the whole world. When we walk down the street, show people what hold the Torah up as an example when we're walking down the street, to show people what the Torah is and impress people with the true meaning of the Torah. And Amir Tzashem, then we can be zocher for Baruch Asher Yochim Esdivrei HaTorah Azos Laso Sosam, and be zocher for all the brachos for us and Kal Yisrael for the next year and perpetuity. Shabbat Shalom.